Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is a minute early, so what the heck. Calling the November 3rd, 2016 meeting of the Historic Site Monument Commission to order. I want to welcome all of our guests. I want to ask everyone to please mute their telephones unless it's someone calling about a financial award, which we will accept all contributions. But otherwise, if you'll turn those off, that would be great. Before we take a motion for the approval of our minutes, we have a special guest with us today. Special in the sense that he's not been sitting up here with us recently. But let me come down there and I'll address our friend. And you are my friend. Although there's not a whole lot of less of you. I gained all the weight you lost.
Did you?
Now, this is Walt Harper. Walt served on our board from 2008 until earlier this year. And Dolores enacted a coup at the Department Tree Commission.
I would not say that.
And people to, no. Walt was a member of the board by virtue of his chairmanship of the Park and Tree Commission, and he did a terrific job for us, and we've already missed him. Not to suggest that Dolores is not doing a great job, but missing Walt's point of view on some things, and I wanted to take a moment on behalf of the board to give him this actual, not a facsimile, but a real plaque. And I'll read it. Well, it says, Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission and staff do hereby express their sincere appreciation and grateful thanks for the service and dedication that Mr. Walt Harper brought to the commission to 2008 to 2016. Did a great job for us, and we do in fact miss you.
Thank you. And thank you, Eli. I appreciate that. It's just weird sitting on this side of the bench and looking up there and seeing everybody up there. Nick, Tom, Nick, I know you're new on this particular commission, but I think your insight will be totally appropriate, and it'll give these guys a run for their money, too.
Thank you, Walt. Very generous.
I appreciate the opportunity to have served this commission for 8 years. Wow. And during that time, there was a lot of controversy on some items, and some items got passed right on through. But we got through it, and everybody was better for it, and as was the city of Savannah and Chatham County. So, thank you.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome to stay.
Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm I want to be on this side of the fence for a while.
Well, you know what? While Walt is here, let me talk to you about something that's going to come back. You may hear about, so you'll have some knowledge of it. When the legislation created the Park and Tree Commission, it established a 5-member board. At some point later on, no particular time that I'm aware of, but there is a point in time, Savannah City Council, not by legislation, but by City Council action, voted to have the Park and Tree Commission serve as a member of the Historic Site and Monument Commission. And since that time, what we've had is a 6-member board, basically. Now, to give you an analogy, of a better way to do that, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a 5-person board, one of which will be a member of the Metropolitan Planning Commission. So there are 2 vacancies on the board this year, and that are coming up for the next City Council consideration. And I've spoken to their clerk of council about the possibility of one of the assistant city managers, the possibility of trying to rectify by getting us back to 5 members and including the chairman of the Park and Tree Commission. And so they're looking into the possibility of doing that, perhaps holding back on one of the appointments, keeping us at five, et cetera, and et cetera. So it's some in and out about it. It's just one of those little things that needs to get fixed. We either need to be five or seven, because, you know, the four on the four. Now, we've been pretty fortunate here recently, particularly with the last two appointments. They're vocal folks. But anyway, if the legislation says five, you know, I question whether council could have changed that without going back to the legislation. So they're looking into that too, because we want to make sure whatever we're doing is appropriate. So if you hear anything about it, it's just me noodling into something, but I'm just trying to get it straight. And that way, Bark and Tree will continue to serve, but do it within the number five. Does that make sense? If it doesn't make sense, it's difficult to do anything about it.
Not much makes sense, but that makes sense.
Do you understand, Dolores?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, Don.
Well, said it while I had it in mind. Okay, do we have a motion for the approval of the minutes of the last board meeting as submitted? Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay, we have item number four, which is the petition of Mary Reynolds to East Broad Street into West Broad Street light display. Sarah?
Good afternoon. This petition, as you mentioned, is for two light displays on Broughton Street at 2 East Broughton and 2 West Broughton. You can see them highlighted on this map right here. The project is titled Holidays on Broughton and will run every Friday and Saturday from November 25th to December 24th from 6 to 9:30 p.m.
Get him up and running, please. Mary, thank you for keeping it nice and cold here today.
And you can see the schedule up on here. There will also be a PA speaker system that will play a variety of holiday music as part of the display. The following standards apply, the mural policy and location. The entire white portion of both facades for 2 East Broughton, which is Levy's, will be used for the projection. This projector will be placed on 1 West Broughton Street, which is the building with Panera in it. The second projection will be on portions of the SunTrust building along Bull Street, and this projector will be on Levy's building. All location standards are met. These light projections are part of a larger project for Broughton Street for the holidays, which will also include Christmas trees, visits from Santa, and other activities. In addition, the applicant did speak with tenants on Broughton Street who approved of the project.
Hold on a second, please, if you don't mind. There's been a gremlin working on
it. No, it's...
The roll is going on the bottom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So you,
but look at your hand.
You just plug another one in?
My hand.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Walt, aren't you so proud?
that was perfect. Okay.
That's what they pay you the big bucks for.
Okay, go back there. I'm sorry.
In terms of the design, the projections will feature a variety of holiday-themed images, including historic images of Savannah and historic architecture reflecting the past of Broughton Street. Examples include the logo for the Holidays on Broughton event, historic signs, and holiday-themed graphics. And they have some examples here, which you can see. Music will also be incorporated and will meet all city ordinances. And you can also see some of the historic images shown here. All design standards are met. The sound component is appropriate since this is a busy commercial district, and the images will include sort of photographs and graphics designed specifically for this, so it would be an original design. In terms of artist qualifications, the lighting show will be executed by Stage Front Production Designs. and all those standards are met. They've done similar projects, including the 2015 Weston Holiday Christmas Show. In terms of funding, that is met as well. It's located on private property, and they're fully funding it. Staff is recommending approval of the light display because it meets the standards and the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I can answer any questions you may have about the project.
I have a question before I open it up to the rest of the board. Is there not a standard that talks about the private enterprise, the lack of the not having private enterprise to any of the murals that come before us for? I mean, if we're going to be promoting something, isn't that like contrary to what we've always done?
You mean like a commercial or advertisement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't consider it an advertisement. It's an event for the whole street. It's not a specific.
Do we have an image of? I mean, what is that going to look like? This lights on Broughton. I mean, if that's what it is, I apologize.
It's called Holidays on Broughton.
Okay. But is that a whose project is that? I mean, whose is that? Is that a particular owner's or store owner's doing that, or is that the city of Savannah doing that?
I believe it's the Broughton Street Development Group, but it's not an advertisement for their group. It's a holiday event.
I mean, do we know that for sure? I mean, are they promoting shopping on Broadway?
Would you like to ask that after?
Yeah, right, okay, so, I'm going to ask you that question, though, Sarah. Don't we have something about the,
yes,
about the commercial use of murals?
Yes, they can't have advertisements or that sort of thing in them.
Okay, does anybody else on the board have a question of the staff before we move on? Okay. Please introduce yourself for the rest of the
board. Hi, I'm Keto Anderson. I'm the CEO of Ben Carter Enterprises, and I've got Mary Reynolds here with Phase 3. Yes, we are the primary owner of Broad Street Collection, who is sponsoring and paying for this event, but there are no stores being advertised in any of this. We are making this a inclusive effort of the entire street. So whether I own a building or I have a tenant in a space, it's everybody on the street. So the images that you see on here are historical images. So unless Woolworths is still around, there's no advertising of any of the retailers. They're showing different spots on the street through the 1920s, 30s, 40s. And then we'll have some holiday themed decorative imagery on there as well. You can see in the lower left hand corner, which are just colored buildings. It's actually a silhouette of the buildings that are on the street, and we've had an artist professionally make those and make them a little bit more lively for the holiday season. And then you'll have your typical presents and stars and Christmas trees and colorful lights, but no commercial aspect to it.
Do you have your slides made? I mean, do you have your images already put together?
This is a sample of some of the artwork that's going to be displayed on the Levy Building. It will mostly be the historical photos I'm referring to that I'm sure everybody on this board has seen probably 100 different times.
I thought maybe Lerner's had opened up again.
Lerner's? No, I wish. They were a good jewelry shop back then. I don't think Lowell would be very excited to have another store advertised on his building.
Anybody have any questions to the petitioner? Now, you guys talked about this last meeting after I left. I'm not sure what all the questions were, but.
Was there something about a Christmas tree also?
Yeah, I'll let Mary describe the whole activity, although the piece that's before you gentlemen and ladies is the light projection, but we can describe the whole thing for you guys. Go ahead.
So the lighting of the great tree, the tree is a 40-foot artificial tree that will be placed on Bull Street in between the SunTrust and Levy Building. The lighting of the tree will be the evening of Friday, November the 25th. The ceremony starts at 5:00 with the arrival of Santa. And at 7:00 we will light the tree with the mayor. And the singing groups and other choral groups will be performing around the tree during that time.
Well, I'm going to ask a question about that part of John's second note. Now, that's not part of our approval. I mean, we have nothing to do with that, correct?
That's to our understanding.
Okay, yeah. That was the 25th, right?
Yes, it's Friday evening, the 25th, and the tree will remain in place until January the 2nd and 3rd.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? I'm just going to, my only question is about the promotion, if you will, and I say that just to make sure that nobody comes back and says that y'all didn't. I don't see it. So it's just called Holidays on Broughton.
Yes, sir. And I can approach the counter and show you the logo.
Yeah, I see it. I mean, I can see that. I just can't. So in other words, this is not. So you're not doing your collection.
No, sir.
You're promoting the whole street.
It's the whole street.
Your collection happens.
And our logo and our name of our collection does not appear anywhere in it.
We understand.
Making sure that nobody can nitpick us. So. Is any other questions? Is anybody here in the audience in the public that would like to comment for or against this matter? Okay.
Overwhelming response.
Well, you've got to have something. Okay. I'll entertain a motion on this matter.
I'll move that we approve as staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Is there any discussion about that? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
We have one nay, and we have 1, 2, 3 yays, one nay. And since I wasn't here last week, I'm not going to vote, since I was not part of the original discussion. Okay?
I passed it last week.
All those, okay. Motion passes.
It would pass now.
And we look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Bye. All right, our next meeting, do we have anything for the next meeting yet?
Yeah.
Before I conclude this meeting, I want to take a point of personal privilege, if I can. And I know this will be on the record, which is fine. But I wanted to extend an apology to the other members of the board for my overzealousness last meeting. On the particular matter that we all know about, and I'm not proud of the way I conducted myself in the final analysis. It all worked, it all got done. I think I could have handled it a lot better. I have a tendency to take things personal that I have absolutely no interest in. I didn't think going down from the recommendation was appropriate. I didn't. And that was my fundamental issue, and I've discussed that with staff, and I still feel that way. But the majority voted in favor of it, and that's what we're all about. The fact that I got upset about it and departed, one of the things I also know about myself is that there are times when if I can say something wrong, I should excuse myself. So I did. Tom took over, but I apologize for that. Wasn't one of my final moments, and I can promise you that as long as I'm the chairman, I will not let that happen again. Yes, sir.
Speaking, I think for the board, we're very pleased that you're our chairman.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're on the board. Miss Wall, but glad you guys are here. So, our next meeting is the first, and do we have anything yet for that meeting? So there's a possibility, okay. So they'll be in touch if there's going to be a change in that, but in the meantime, we stand adjourned.